Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
The greatest need of our time is the power of the Holy Spirit.
在我们这个时代，最需要的就是圣灵的能力。
Because there are so much to be done.
因为有太多的事情要做。
But so little we can do it in our power.
但借着我们自己的能力，我们所能做的实在太有限。
Therefore, the burden for this morning is the power.Of the Holy Spirit.
所以早上我的负担就是圣灵的能力。
Let's read a few scriptures.
让我们一同来读几处的圣经。
Psalm chapter 62 verse 11.
诗篇62篇11节。
Psalm chapter 62 verse 11.
诗篇62篇11节。
Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God.
神说了一次两次我都听见，就是能力都属乎神。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27
约翰一书二章二十七节。
Very familiar verse.
这是一个非常熟悉的圣经。
Often misunderstood.
但常常却被我们误解。
I want you to focus on the word anointing.
我们要注意这个词恩膏。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as he has taught you, you abide in him.
你们从主所领受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
I want to turn to Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11.
我们现在要翻到耶利米书48章第11节。
Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11.
耶利米书48章11节。
I want to focus on one word which is not actually in this verse.
我们要注意的那一个字并不在这个经节当中。
And the word is sanctification.
那这个词就是分别为圣。
But this is what this verse is all about.
但这分别为圣是这个经节所要讲的。
Noah has been at ease since his youth. He has also been undisturbed like wine on its dregs. And he has not been empty from vessel to vessel.Nor has he gone into exile. Therefore, he retains his flavor, and his aroma has not changed.
摩押自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣子上澄清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
Finally, Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
最后我们要再来看罗马书第八章十四节。
The word here.Is son.
在这里大家要注意的是儿子。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Father, this morning we come before you with hunger in our heart.
父，早上我们来到您的面前的时候，我们心里充满了饥渴。
We come before you in our weakness.
我们在自己的软弱当中来到您的面前。
But we realize in our weakness you display your power.
但我们知道在我们的软弱当中要显出您的能力。
Therefore we humble before you this morning.
所以早上我们要在您的面前谦卑。
We pray that you will touch our spirit.
我们祷告愿您来摸我们的灵。
And you will fill our spirit with your spirit.
愿您以您的灵来充满我们的灵。
May we not come here, without pay attention to what you are going to say.
愿我们来的时候不是不注意你所要说的。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们要把下边的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In the beginning, we read the Psalm chapter 62, verse 11.
刚才我们先读了诗篇62篇第11节。
God wants God has spoken. Twice I have heard this, the power belongs to God.
就说到神说了一次两次我都听见，就是能力都属乎神。
All power comes from God.
所有的能力都来自于神。
Even when he entrusts some of it to his creation.
即便他把这些能力赐给他所创造的这些。
It remains his power.
但这能力仍然是他的。
There's nothing more glorious in creation than the sun.
神所创造的诸物当中没有比太阳更有荣耀的。
Which comes out like a joyful bridegroom.
他如同新郎出洞房一般。
Leaving his chamber like a strong man running its course.
又如勇士欢然奔路。
But he only followed the path God set for him.
然而太阳也要来照着神所为他预定的轨道来运行。
The stars, though they travel in their courses without fail,
那星星都按着自己的轨道运行。
Have no power of their own,
他们自己本身却没有能力。
God gives them strength day by day,
神每一日都把力量加给他们。
Even the mighty archangel,
即便那大有能力的大天使,
standing near God's throne,
他们是站在神的宝座旁边的,
shining brighter than a comet,
他们甚至要比那彗星更加的明亮,
has no strength apart from what God has given him.
若不是神把能力赐给他们, 他们本身也没有任何的能力。
According to the book of Job,
照着约伯记所说的,
there isNothing in the animal kingdom is stronger than the Vathian.
那在动物的国当中没有比鳄鱼更有力量的。
I think crocodile is not the Vathians.
可能这个鳄鱼并不是对那个原文那个词最好的翻译。
It's just our Chinese translator select crocodile.
只不过是这个翻译成中文的这个弟兄他选了鳄鱼这个词。
But the Vathian is a mythic sea creatures.
但 Leviathans 这个怪兽它是一个神一个谜一般的动物。
And he will stir the ocean like a boiling water pot.
它能够使深渊开滚如锅一般。
And there is nothing like behemoths in the sea.
那同样在这个海当中也没有比河马更强壮的。
But it's not.Hippopotamus.
那当然这个词本来也不是指的河马。
It's a gigantic, unshakable beast who drinks up river like there's nothing.
那这个硕大的动物它是这样的不可动摇，它甚至能够把轻轻松松把河里的水都喝尽。
They only have strength because God designed this way for them.
他们之所以能够有如此大的力量，是因为神创造他们的时候就是如此。
What about mankind?
那人呢？
Even at its strongest,
即便是那最有力量的人
,ruling a nation,
他们能够掌管列国
,leading armies,
统领众军
,or holding positions with authority,
他们也位高权重
,their strength is insignificant,
然而他们本身的力量却是这样的无关紧要
,no matter how great a person appears,
无论这个人从外表看起来有多么的大能
,all power ultimately belongs to God.
所有的能力最终都是属乎神的。
Now the divine power is seen in each person of Trinity.
那这个神圣的能力在三而一的神的每一个位格的上都能看得清清楚楚。
The Father is the source of all power and authority.
父神是一切能力和权柄的源泉。
His power is expressed through His sovereign will.
他的能力就显于他自己的那个主权。
He is the executive.
他是那个总理。
The Son is the manifestation of God's will.
那儿子子神就是神他能力的显现。
He is the master workman.
他是那个
公司。
他是那个大公司公司。
In today's world, is chief engineer.
在今天的这个世界当中，他就是那个首席的设计师。
Without him, nothing was made.That has been made.
若没有他的话，没有一样不是凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him, all things holds together.
万有也靠他而立。
Holy Spirit is the one who bring everything to pass.
那圣灵就是能够让一切事情成就的。
This is how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together.
这就是如何父神、子神和圣灵能够一同的来工作。
Father make the decisions.
父神来定了旨意。
Son come up with the design.
然后子神就能够想出设计。
Holy Spirit make it happen.
圣灵就让这件事情成就。
So we might want to ask, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit?
那我们要问圣灵的目的是什么呢？
You know, every time God begins to do something, it is Holy Spirit who make it happen.
你知道，每当父要做一件事的时候，总是圣灵让这事成就。
Even at the creation, we see the Holy Spirit move over the waters.
在创世的时候，我们就看到有神的灵运行在水面上。
In Exodus, Holy Spirit is that pillar of cloud and fire.
在出埃及记的时候，圣灵就是那个旷野当中的云柱、火柱。
When they need to build a tabernacle,
当他们要来建会幕的时候
，Bezalel and Aholia was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那比撒列和亚和利亚伯，他们也被圣灵充满。
So they have the wisdom and skill to build the tabernacles.
所以他们才能有智慧，能够来做各样的工，建造会幕。
It is Holy Spirit that brought.Jesus into the world.
也是圣灵把耶稣带到世上。
He anointed Jesus for his ministry.
在耶稣的公开的侍奉之前，圣灵先来膏他。
He raised Jesus from the dead.
他也让耶稣从死里复活。
And gave birth to the church.
并且生了教会。
At first glance, these seem to be very different works.
我们如果只是浅浅来看的话，这好像是不同的工作。
But in reality, the Holy Spirit has always been fulfilling one central purpose.
但从实际来说，圣灵一直在完成一个主要的任务。
Is to reveal the nature and the character of God and to accomplish His purpose.
就是能够把神他的本质和性情启示出来，并且来成就他的旨意。
Holy Spirit's purpose.Is to testify of God and the Son.
圣灵就是要来为父神、为子神来做见证的。
This morning, we will examine the power of the Holy Spirit in two areas.
那早上我们要从两个方面来看圣灵。
First, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
第一个是圣灵的浇灌。
Throughout Scripture, new wine is often.Used as a metaphor for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经当中，我们看到新酒常常被用作来比喻圣灵。
On the day of the Pentecost,
在五旬节那天
，the Holy Spirit was poured out.
圣灵就被浇灌下来。
The disciples were so filled with His presence.
当时这些门徒们被圣灵所充满。
And some observers think they might drunk.With new wine.
那周围的人就说，他们好如被新酒灌满了一般。
The Holy Spirit brings an overwhelming joy and power.
圣灵所带来的是那让人难以胜过的这种喜乐和能力。
Second, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
第二，我们要从圣灵的内住来看。
Isaiah used refined aged wine.To represent the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
以赛亚用澄清的陈酒作为内住的圣灵的表象。
Aged wine undergoes a careful process of refinement.
那陈酒就要经历过这样精炼和成熟的过程。
The Holy Spirit works within us over time.
就是代表了圣灵在我们里边的这个长期的工作。
Refining, strengthening, and deepening our work with God.
要来炼净我们，把力量加给我们，让我们在与神同行的路上可以走得更深。
So our prayer this morning is that we will have a deeper awareness of the work of Holy Spirit in our life.
所以我们早上的祷告就是愿我们能够更深的来认识圣灵在我们里面的工作。
So let's first consider the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
那首先让我们先来看圣灵的浇灌。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit can be seen in three areas.
圣灵的浇灌可以在三方面来看。
In creation, in resurrection, and in bearing witnesses.
第一就是创造，第二就是复活，第三就是来见证。
Let's first think about the Spirit's power in creation.
首先让我们来想一想圣灵在创造时的能力。
The Holy Spirit displayed incredible power in creation.
在创造的时候圣灵显出了那极大的能力。
Job, in the book of Job, he said this.
约伯在约伯记当中如此说。
By his Spirit, he adorned the heavens.
借他的灵使天有装饰。
By his spirit, he adorns the heavens.
借他的灵使天有装饰。
This means the Holy Spirit play a role in forming the stars and constellations.
这就是说，圣灵在设计星和星座的时候，在其中有份。
In Psalm 104, verse 29 to 30.
在诗篇104篇29到30那里讲到
He said, when you take away their breath, they die and return to dust.
你收回他们的气他们就死亡归于尘土。
When you send your spirit, they are created. You renew the face of the ground.
你发出你的灵他们便受造你使地面更换为新。
This shows the Holy Spirit,is actively involved in bringing life into the world.
这让我们也看到圣灵是能够让这个地面更换为新充满生命的。
So whether forming the heavens bring order to the world or give life to creatures,
无论是为天装饰为地塑形还是让地上充满了生命
the Spirit's power is undeniable and his work is breathtaking.
那圣灵的工作都是让人无可推诿的他所创造的也让我们真的是为之屏息
The Spirit's power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ
这圣灵的能力也显在耶稣基督的复活上面
This is the work of Triune God
这是那三一神的能力
The Father raised him by declaring
当时父这样的宣告
Release him
释放他吧
Justice has been satisfied.
公正已得满足。
The law requires no more payment.
律法不再需要任何的补偿。
Let him go.
让他自由吧。
In this, the Father gave the official command for Jesus to rise.
这就是父在这里公开的宣告，让耶稣复活过来。
Jesus raised himself because he is God.
耶稣自己复活过来，因为他就是神。
Death could not hold him.
死不能够来囚禁他。
He willingly laid down his life and had the power to take it back again.
他自己舍了生命，他也有能力能够把这生命再拿回来。
Yet it was the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵的能力
that physically brought Jesus' body to life again.
让耶稣的身体能够重得生命。
This is the ultimate display of the power.Of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的能力那个至终的显现
Third, the Spirit's power in bearing witnesses.
第三就是圣灵的能力显在我们成就见证上
A clear example was Jesus' baptism.
那非常一个明显的例子就是当耶稣受浸的时候
As he came up from the waters, the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
当他从水里出来的时候圣灵如鸽子一般降在他身上
Confirming that he was God's beloved son
来证明他就是神的爱子
Later when Jesus performed miracles
之后当耶稣在这里行神迹的时候
Raising the dead
使死人复活
And healing lepers
医治麻风病人
Commanding sickness to disappear
命令疾病消失
And drive out demons
并且驱赶恶鬼
They also by the powerOf the Holy Spirit.
他如此行靠的也是圣灵的能力。
The Spirit filled Jesus completely and without limit.
那圣灵就完全的充满耶稣没有任何的限制。
Enable him to accomplish this mighty works.
让他能够在地上成就那些奇事大事。
And John, in the end of the book of John, said this.
约翰在约翰福音的最后这样说道。
The miracle that Jesus did through the Spirit's power,Testify to his identity as the Son of God.
耶稣借着圣灵所行的神迹，证明他就是神的儿子。
After Jesus ascended into heaven,
当耶稣升到天上的时候
he came upon the disciple like a rushing wind.
那圣灵就如一阵大风一样临到他的门徒。
With flames of fire appears over their heads.
又如舌头如火一般降落在他们的头上。
And Holy Spirit validated their ministry by enabling them to speak in different languages.
那当时圣灵就通过他们能说多国的语言来证实他的工作。
Perform miracles and proclaim the gospel with authority.
并且让他们能够行神迹并带着权柄来宣讲福音。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的大能,
Peter raised Dorcas from the dead.
彼得让多加从死里复活。
Paul revived Eutychus after he fell from the windows.
那保罗也在犹推古落下一个窗户之后让他从死里复活。
Many signs and wonders were performed by the disciples.
门徒们就行了很多的神迹大能。
All through the power of the Holy Spirit.
都是借着圣灵。
These miracles are not random acts of power.
这些神迹并不是圣灵在这里随意的行事。
But signs confirming the gospel and leading people to faith in Jesus.
反而是能够带领人能够来信神。
The Spirit's power in bearing witness is undeniable.
那圣灵在见证上所显出的能力是我们无可推诿的。
Proving that his purpose is to testify of Christ.
来证明他的目的就是要来显出耶稣。
But now I want to move on to the second part.
那现在我们要进入第二部分。
Let's consider the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
让我们来思想圣灵的内住。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit can be seen by our eyes.
圣灵的恩膏，圣灵的这个浇灌，是我们眼睛能够看到。
His indwelling must be experienced in our heart.
但圣灵的内住却是让我们自己用心来体会的。
Now let's explore three ways in which the inner work of the Holy Spirit is felt in the heart.
那让我们从三方面来看圣灵的恩膏如何能够被我们来体会。
Anointing.
第一个就是恩膏
，sanctification。
第二就是分别为圣
，and sonship。
第三就是这个儿子的名分。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart。
这是圣灵在我们心中的工作。
Through anointing, sanctification, and sonship, the Holy Spirit will transform us into the image of Christ.
借着恩膏分别为圣和把儿子的名分给我们让我们能够被改变成为神儿子的模样。
In the Old Testament, anointing represents being set apart for God.
在旧约的时候被恩膏就证明这件事被分别为圣归给神。
To be anointed is to live in a state of separation unto God.
当被膏抹之后就是说这个东西它以后就要分别为圣归给神为神而活。
Where everything is of God and not of self.
那这些事情就是属乎神而不再属乎自己。
And the anointing is for all.
并且这个恩膏是为着所有人。
The anointing is not for a few.
这个恩膏不是只为着那几位。
Even at the time when Aaron and his son were anointed.
即便当亚伦和他的子孙们被恩膏抹的时候
，They represent all of Israel.
他们也是要来代表所有的以色列人。
In the New Testament, we see this truth clearly in the life of Jesus.
在新约的时候，我们在耶稣的生命当中非常清楚的能够看到这一点。
Jesus was born of the Spirit.
耶稣是从圣灵而生的。
And the Spirit was with him all the day of his life.
并且圣灵一直在他的一生每一日与他同在。
But when he began his public ministry,
但当耶稣开始他公开的侍奉之前
，he was anointed in a distinct way.
他却有一个非常特殊的方式来受膏。
He voluntarily set himself apart for God by going to John the Baptist to be baptized.
他就要刻意的来分别把自己分别为圣归给神他就到了施洗约翰那里。
At his baptism, the heavens opened, the Spirit descended.
当他受浸的时候，天开了，圣灵如鸽子降下。
And from that moment, he stepped into his public ministry.
从那一刻开始，他就开始了自己公开的侍奉。
David was the same way.
大卫也是一样。
He was a young man without recognition.
当时他是一个年轻的人，没有人来认识他。
Not even summoned by his own father when Samuel came looking for a king.
当撒母耳来到他的父亲那里来找一个王的时候，他的父亲甚至都没有一开始来招大卫。
Yet in the wilderness,
然而在旷野当中
he chose to walk with God.
他却选择与神同行。
Face the lion and the bear.
当他面对熊和狮子的时候，
He depend nobody but God.
他没有依靠其他的人，而是来依靠神。
He saw God's deliverance.
他看到神是如何来拯救他。
His anointing by Samuel was not based on status.
他之所以能够被撒母耳高，并不是因为他的外貌如何。
But on a lifestyle in the secret place before God.
而是在隐秘之处，他在神的面前如何的生活。
In contrast,King Saul was also anointed.
那相反的，扫罗王也被高。
But his anointing was given.
但他的高却是被赐给他的。
Not formed through intimacy with God.
并不来自于他与神之间这个亲密
的关系。The moment that Saul chose to act independently.
那当扫罗来选择不依靠神独自行事的时候
，He forfeit his anointing.
他就失去了这个恩高。
Throughout the, although he's remained king,
虽然他曾被立为王
but without the anointing,
但没有这个恩膏
he could no longer function effectively.
他就没有办法来继续的有效行事。
David's life reveals a profound truth about anointing.
那大卫的生命就让我们看到了关于恩膏的一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, anointing is a choice.
弟兄姐妹，这个恩膏它是一个选择。
A choice is a decision to set aside human nature and rely completely in God.
这个选择就是放下人本身的这个自由的性格，而能够全然来依靠神。
This hidden anointing is cultivated in the wilderness.
那这个在隐秘处的恩膏是在神的面前慢慢被培育出来的。
The secret place before God
是在神面前的隐秘处。
So we should know David was anointed in the secret place before God.
所以我们应当知道大卫被膏是在神面前的隐秘处。
Through his own choice to set himself apart for God.
是借着他自己的选择要把自己分别为圣归给神。
Everything followed anointing is of God and not of self.
那每一件事情都是来顺从神而不是来顺从自己。
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus stepped into the river Jordan,
弟兄姐妹，当耶稣踏进约旦河的时候
He set himself apartFor God alone.
他把自己分别单单归给神。
That's his secret anointing.
这是他的隐秘的隐秘处的这个恩膏。
Then the Holy Spirit descend upon him.
然后圣灵才降在他的身上。
That's God's confirmation of Jesus' anointing.
这是神来印证耶稣的恩膏。
So anointing is not only a choice,By man,
所以恩膏不仅是人的选择。
Anointing is also a commitment from God.
那恩膏也同样是从神那里来的一个立志。
When Samuel anointed David,
当撒母耳来膏大卫的时候
，it was an outward sign of God's commitment on David.
那就是在外面显明了神立志要拣选大卫。
If God had simply handed David his power without requiring David's separation,
如果神只是简单的把力量给大卫，而不需要大卫来这样的分别归给他的话
，What would David have done?
大卫会做什么呢
？He might have used it to serve himself.
大卫可能会用这能力来服务自己
，as King Saul did.
就好如扫罗王做的一样。
The true anointing cannot exist without first being anointed in the secret place before God.
那个真实的恩膏若没有先在隐秘处在神的面前被膏是没有办法得着的。
The anointing is God's way of saying, I am with you.
这个恩膏显在外边是神向我们来宣告说我与你同在。
When God commits himself to someone,Then nothing is impossible.
若神立志要与我们同在，那没有什么事情是不可能的。
How can we live in the state of anointing?
我们如何能够活在这个恩膏的状态里边呢？
I think that's what 1 John chapter 2:27 is all about.
我想这就是约翰一书二章二十七节那里所讲到的。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27 show us how we can live in the state of anointing all the time.
那约翰一书二章二十七节那里就告诉我们如何能够一直活在这个主的恩膏的教训里
面。We must recognize Holy Spirit's presence.
我们应当认出圣灵的同在。
Brother and sister, do we realize the presence of the Holy Spirit at all times?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否认识到圣灵一直与我们同在？
Do we allow him to guide us and teach us in all things?
我们是否允许他在凡事上来教训我们？
It's not about occasional experiences.
不是讲到那偶然一次的经历。
It is a lifestyle of obedience, dependence, and intimacy with God.
而是讲到我们能够与神是这样的顺服、依靠和他保持这紧密的联系。
Once we choose to set apart for God,
当我们选择要把自己分别归给神
，then the Holy Spirit can start changing us.
那圣灵就能够开始来改变我们。
Can move his word to the second stage, which is sanctification.
就能够让他的工作进入到第二阶段，就是要成圣。
Sanctification is an ongoing process of offering ourselves to God.
那成圣是一个持续的将身体献给神的过程。
True sanctification means surrendering every part of our life to the Lord.
那真正的这个分别为圣是指把我们身体的每一个部分都要分别来献给神。
God reminds us, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
神这样的提醒我们，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
That you are not your own.
的就是你不是，你的身体不是属于你自己的。
For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以你要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Do you know? Do we not know the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
我们岂不知我们的身子是属乎圣灵的殿吗
？If we live in this realities,
如果我们能够活在这个实际的里边
，How can we not to offer this body as a living sacrifice for Him?
我们如何能够不把自己身体分别为圣献给神呢
？The sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.It's much like the process of refining wine.
这个圣灵成圣的工作就好像把这个酒来精炼一样。
To refine wine, the journey begins with harvesting.
那要来这个精炼酒的话，首先要来采葡萄。
Then the grape must be crushed to extract the juice.
然后要把葡萄压碎，能够从中萃取出汁。
The extracted juice.Undergoes fermentation.
然后这个提炼出的果汁要经过发酵。
Where yeast will convert the sugars into wine.
这个酵就能够把这个糖分转换成酒。
And after fermentation, the wine is clarified and to remove impurities.
在发酵之后，这个酒就要经过澄清的过程，然后去除掉那些不洁净的东西。
And allow the wine to settle down.
然后就要让这个酒静止在一边。
In the biblical time, wine was stored in vessels.
在圣经的那个年代，酒被放在这个酒盛酒的器皿当中。
And over time, all the impurity was settled in the bottom of the vessels.
那时间久了之后呢，当中这些不洁净的物质就会沉淀在这个酒罐的底部。
They're called dregs.
这些就是叫做沉淀物。
So when the wineSitting on the dry for a long time.
所以当一个酒在酒罐里待了很久的时间
The wine will become sick, impure, and bitter.
那这个酒就会变得稠而且苦。
Due to prolonged contact with the dregs.
因为这个酒与酒罐底部的这个沉淀物待在一起太久了。
Are you surprised that sometimes you feel your life is bitter?
你是不是吃惊发现有的时候我们的生活变得很苦？
Or impure.
或者是看起来不再洁净。
Or very sick.
或者是有的时候非常的浓稠。
Because we have prolonged contact with the dregs in our life.
因为我们常常与我们生活当中的这些渣子混在一起。
Like the wine sitting on that drag without being refined.
就好像那个酒放在那个酒罐里没有能够继续的来被洁净。
So there is to refine this wine.
所以为了我们要来更来精炼这个酒。
The winemaker will take this vessel.And slowly pour the wine into another one.
那我们就需要把这个酒罐抱起来，然后把里边的酒慢慢的倒进另外一个酒罐。
Very slowly.
要很慢的来倒。
So that all the dregs will stay in the bottom.
好像那些渣子能够仍留在底部。
Then the winemaker will do this as carefully as he can.
这个酿酒师就要尽所能的小心的来做这一步。
So most of the dregs are in the old vessels.
好像这些渣子尽可能的被留在那个老的罐子里。
And the new vessel will have much pure wine.
让这个在新罐当中的酒就能够更加的洁净。
But that's not complete yet.
但这还没有结束。
After a few days, after some time, there will be additional dregs formed in the new vessel.
那过了一段时间呢，会有新的渣子在这个新的罐里面慢慢的形成。
So winemaker have to take this vessel up again.
所以酿酒师就要再一次把这个罐子抱起来
slowly pour into another vessel
然后再慢慢的倒到另外一个新的罐子里
try to keep the drag in the old one as much as he can
同样他要做的是尽可能的把这些渣子留在那个老的罐子里
this is how in biblical time they refine wine
这就是在这圣经的时间他们如何的能够让这个酒变得更加的精酿
They pour the wine from the vessel to vessel to vessel.
他们把酒从一个罐子倒到另外一罐子，不断的进行下去。
Remove the sediments.
然后要把当中的渣子一点点抽掉。
Enhancing the purity, aroma, and taste of the wine.
让酒的纯度、香气、净度能够不断的提升。
This is how the winemaker refine the wine.
这就是这个酿酒师他们如何的能够来更多的精酿酒。
This is how the Holy Spirit sanctify us.
这也同样是圣灵如何的让我们得以成圣。
Just like the refining of the wine.
就好像这个酒的精酿的过程一样。
If we remain comfortable and undisturbed,
如果我们一直活在自己的舒适区，不愿被搅乱
，we may settle in our way.
我们可能就在自己的这个路上一直走下去
Like the one sitting on that dregs
就好像那个一直放在酒罐当中的酒一样
Holding on to the impurities
我们就一直与这些不洁净的为伍
Such as selfishness, pride, and worldly desires
就好像自私、骄傲与这个世界上的一些欲望
That hinder our transformation
这些就阻止了我们的改变
Brothers and sisters, just imagine if you sit on that drag, you sit on this, your selfishness, your pride, and your worldly desire for a long time.
弟兄姐妹想一想，如果这个酒一直被放在罐子里，我们如果一直能够来，一直不放下自己的自私、骄傲和对世界的这些欲望，
How can we be transformed into the image of Christ?
我们如何能够被改变成为耶稣的形象呢？
In His love, the Holy Spirit.Will take up this vessel and start pouring.
在他的爱当中，圣灵要抱起这个罐子，一点点的倒出来。
As the Holy Spirit start pouring us out,
当这个圣灵停止来把我们倒出的时候
，we are called to yield all the impurities in our life to the old vessels.
那我们就是要来被呼召，把我们一切生活当中不洁净的留在那个旧的罐子里。
Now you understand the warning from Jeremiah.
那现在明白从耶利米那里来的那个警告。
He warns about Moab's complacency.
他就讲到说摩押他们常想安逸。
Unlike the other nation who has been poor because of a war and exile.
摩押并不如其他的国家一样，因为战争，因为被流放，被盗来盗去。
So Moab remained untouched, unchanged.
所以摩押他们就在那里未经试炼。
Moab retained his original flavor, and his aroma has not changed.
它的原味尚存，香气未变。
Friends, sisters, many times we met an old friend, and they would say, "Hey, so and so, you have not changed."
那我有时候我们见到一个老朋友，他们就会说，哎，你一点都没变。
And we take that as a compliment.
我们常常觉得这是我们对我们的夸奖。
Friends, sisters, if a brother says something like that to you.
弟兄姐妹，如果你见到一个弟兄或姐妹这样来对你说的话
，It is sad.
然后这是何等的悲哀。
Brother so and so, you have changed for 20 years.
弟兄，这位弟兄，你的20年都没变。
Meaning you have sitting on that dregs for 20 years.
也许意味着你20年都只是留在那个老的罐子里。
Young people, are we sitting on that dregs of our life?
我们是不是就一直留在自己的那个老罐子里
？Then we wonder.How I am not changed.
然后我们就会想，为什么我们没有改变呢
？Brother and sister, we need to be changed from month to month.
弟兄姐妹，每一个月我们都要有所改变。
If not by from week to week,
如果不是每周都要有所改变
，we need to be changed daily.
我们每一日都要有所改变。
We can't sit on that drag for too long.
我们不能够停留在这个老罐子里太久的时间。
We need to be poor.From vessel to vessel,
我们需要从一个酒罐倒进另外一个酒罐。
Brothers and sisters, are we become complacent?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否安于现状
？How many of us has not been poor?
有多少我们有多久没有被倒出来过
？For how long we have been sitting on the dregs of our life?
我们有多久一直停留在自己的那些渣子上没有再动过
It is time to be poor
现在是时候被倒出来
From one vessel to another
从一个酒罐被倒到另外一个酒罐
Have we been the same this year and last year?
我们今年与去年是否完全
Or are we still the same this decade with the past decade?
甚至说我们这个十年和上个十年相比也没有任何的改变
That means we've been sitting on this track for decades
这就是说我们在这些渣子上已经待了10年有余
It's too long
这实在是太久了
There's no reason to continue
没有任何理由让我们如此向下
We need to be poor
我们需要被倒出来
We need to leave the tracks of our life behind
应当把我们生活当中渣子放在后边
Let's not continueTo sit on the dregs of our life.
让我们不要一直停留在自己生活那些渣子的上面。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to pour us out,
如果我们允许圣灵把我们倾倒
then the Holy Spirit can take us to the final stage of His work.
那圣灵就能够带我们进入到他工作的第三个阶段。
That's sonship.
就是儿子的名分。
God's original plan,
神起初的计划
was for humanity to rule over creation.
是让人来管理一切被造的
That was always His intention established before time began.
这是他在世界创世以先就有的计划
However, humanity never fully reached the destiny God had in mind.
然而人却没有能够达到神为他们所预备的计划
But God did not abandon his plan
但神却没有放弃自己的计划
He set in motion a way to restore it through Christ and the cross
他就开始要在基督和要在耶稣基督和十字架的里面恢复他的计划
But God's plan goes way beyond this
但神的计划远不止于此
It is his desire for Christ to govern the creation throughThe church,
他的计划是要基督借着教会能够来掌管这一切被造的。
Revelation chapter 3:21,
在启示录3:21那里讲到
，He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
This is a marvelous calling.
这是一个何等大的呼召。
He who overcomes.
得胜的。
I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne.
我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
This is the calling to the church.
这是对教会的呼召。
Brother and sister, you and I have this calling to sit in God's throne to reign with him.
弟兄姐妹，你和我被呼召要坐在神的宝座上与他同掌王权。
Apostle Paul clearly understood this calling.
使徒保罗非常明白这个呼召。
Therefore, he pressed forward with everything he had.
所以他尽自己一切所能的来努力面前的。
And this calling is what Hebrews also called the heavenly calling.
这个呼召也是在希伯来书当中告诉我们那个属天的呼召。
But we might ask, how can this calling be realized in us?
但我们要问的是，这样的一个呼召如何能够在我们的身上得以实现？
And Hebrews chapter 12 indicates the heavenly calling can only be realized through sonship.
那希伯来书十二章就告诉我，就像我们启示这样的一个属天的呼召，唯有借着儿子的名分、儿子的管教才得实现。
And the concept of sonship reveal to us what God's original intention.
那这个儿子的名分的这样一个心意，就让我们明白神他起初的目的是什么。
When God said, "Let us make man in our image,"
当神说让我们照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
He was essentially saying, let's create some representative for us.
他就是在说，让我们造一些能够来代表我们的。
Humanity was meant to be God's representatives on the earth.
神，人被造本是要在地上来代表神。
In ancient Greek cultures,
在古希腊的文化当中，
a son who had reached full maturity was entrusted with representing his father.
一个儿子长大之后就要被来委托能够代表他的父亲。
This is exactly what God is doing with his people.
这就是神在他人身上所做的。
He is bringing us into full grown sonship.
他要让我们长大成为他的儿子。
So we can represent him.
好叫我们能够来代表他。
In his kingdom.
在他的国中来代表他。
So God is calling us to spiritual maturity.
所以神召我们是让我们在属灵上能够成熟。
Because in the world to come, those who have been trained will reign with Christ.
因为在那要来的世代，那成熟的要与耶稣在宝座上同掌王权。
For this reason, God will discipline us.
为着这个原因，神会管教我们。
His discipline is not punishment.
他的管教并不是惩罚。
It is preparation.
而是预备。
He is shaping us to be mature sons who can rule with him.
他要来塑造我们成为那成熟的儿子，能够与他来同掌王权。
Sonship is not something you and I can produce.
这个儿子的名分并不是你和我自己能够来产生的。
It is entirely the work of the Holy Spirit.
而是完全圣灵的工作。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14,
使徒保罗在罗马书八章十四节那里讲到，
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
In other words, a son is someone who is governed by the Holy Spirit in all things.
换句话说， 神的儿子就是在凡事上被神的灵所引导的。
To be trained by the Holy Spirit,We must be willing to adjust, align ourselves with the direction that He sets for us.
要受圣灵的管教，就是说我们愿意在凡事上来顺从，来倚靠神的带领。
Before his conversion, Apostle Paul was a strong-minded person, very aggressive.
在保罗信主之前，他是一个意志非常强的人。
But after meeting Christ on the way to Damascus,
但当他在去往大马士革的路上遇见主之后，
he became a new man.
他就成为一个新人，
learning to serve under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
学习如何靠着圣灵的带领来服事。
During his missionary trip,
在他的宣教旅途当中
he planned to go to Bithynia.
他本打算去到比推尼。
But the Holy Spirit stopped him.
但圣灵却禁止他。
Then he adjusted his plan accordingly.
那他就顺从圣灵的引导，改变了自己的计划。
This is not the same Paul before Damascus.
这并不是在大马士革之前保罗所做的事。
He learned to adjust his way in everything.
他就学习在每一件事情上来改变调整自己的想法。
If you read Philippians carefully,
如果我们仔细的来读腓立比书，
Paul made tremendous adjustment in his life once he met Jesus.
当他遇到耶稣之后，他自己的人生就产生了极大的改变。
Almost everything in Paul's life was altered.
几乎在保罗生命当中每一个方面都被扭转过来。
You cannot find any area in Paul's life that has not been adjusted.
你几乎在他生活当中找不到没有被改变的。
Because God trained Paul as his son.
因为神训练保罗正如自己的儿子一般。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's original plan.
弟兄姐妹，这是神那起初的计划。
He wants to bring many sons into glory.
他要带众子进入荣耀当中。
Therefore he trains us.
所以他要来管教我们。
He will discipline us.
他要来训练我们。
He requires our adjustments.
也需要我们愿意被改变。
How often we are willing to be adjusted by the Holy Spirit.
我们是否愿意常常被圣灵来改变呢？
You know, when we want to adjust something because of the Holy Spirit's plan,
当我们愿意照着圣灵的安排来改变自己的计划的时候，
we must let go something we once held dear.
我们要放下那我们曾经所宝贵的。
All the things that Paul adjusted was the things that he used to hold dear.
保罗所改变的，这是他以前所宝贵的那些。
What are the things we hold dear to us?
那我们所宝贵的是什么呢？
Maybe traditions.
也许是一些传统。
Maybe our mindsets.
也许是我们自己的想法。
Or even our relationship.
也许是我们与别人的关系。
There is a cost associated with adjustment.
那若要改变，是要付代价的。
Every time you adjust the Holy Spirit, you pay a cost.
每当我们顺从圣灵来有所改变的时候，我们都会付一些代价。
It requires humility.
也需要我们谦卑。
A willingness to be led by the Spirit.
要愿意受圣灵的引导
and the courage to bear the cost,
并且要有这样的勇气，愿意来付这样的代价。
Oftentimes we are not willing to adjust because we do not want to bear the cost of it.
常常我们不愿改变，是因为不愿付上这个代价。
There is the cost associated to be a son of God.
若要做神的儿子，是要付代价的。
Are we willing to pay the cost for the adjustment?
那我们是否愿意为着这样的改变付上代价？
If we hesitate because what we might lose,
我们若为自己所能可能丢失的在这里有所迟疑，
we block the Spirit's ability to transform us.
我们就没有能够让圣灵来真正的改变我们。
God's goal is to prepare a people who will reign with Christ in the coming kingdom.
神所要预备的是在那将来的国度当中能够与他一同作王的。
But only those who are trained by the Holy Spirit.
但唯有被圣灵所训练的。
Those willing to adjust.
那些愿意来被改变的。
Can fulfill that calling.
能够来实现这样的呼召。
So the question is.
所以问题在于此。
Are we willing to adjust when the Holy Spirit called us to?
当圣灵呼召我们的时候，我们是否愿意改变？
If we do, we're being trained.
如果我们说是的，那我们就在被圣灵所训练。
If we're willing to pay the cost of adjustment,
如果我们愿意为着改变付上代价，
We are trained as his son.
我们就被训练成为他的儿子。
This is God's eternal plan.
这是神永远的旨意。
Through anointing, through sanctification and sonship, that he will gain a people that can reign with him.
借着恩膏，借着分别为圣，借着得着儿子的名分，他要得着一般人能够与他同作王。
God's eternal plan is to bring his people into full union with him.
神那永远的旨意是要让人能够与他合而为一，
transforming them into image of his son.
让他们改变成为他儿子的形象，
to prepare them to reign with Christ in the coming kingdom.
能够预备他们与耶稣基督在那将要来的国度一同掌权。
And this plan unfolds through anointing, sanctification, and sonship.
那这个计划就是借着恩膏，借着分别为圣，借着得着儿子的名分成就的。
All through the power of Holy Spirit.
也同样都是借着圣灵的能力。
Brothers and sisters, how do we cooperate with God?
弟兄姐妹，我们当如何与神同工呢？
Anointing is not the knowledge of something.
恩膏不是说我们有一些知识。
Anointing is not our service in the church.
恩膏也不是我们在教会当中的服事。
Anointing is our choice.
恩膏是我们的拣选。
A decision we made in the secret place before God.
是我们在隐秘处在神的面前所做的决定。
It is the surrender of self.
是我们自我的降服。
And choosing to live in total dependence on him.
选择完全的来倚靠他。
If we are anointed this way,
如果我们是这样被膏，
God will commit to us.
神就要来致力的帮助我们。
God will say, I am with you.
神就会说我与你同在。
And nothing is impossible.
那就没有不可能的事。
Brothers and sisters, anointing is not a our thing.
弟兄姐妹，这个恩膏不是我们的事。
Anointing is a decision and a choice we made in the secret place before God.
恩膏是我们在隐秘处在神的面前所做的这个拣选。
Sanctification is daily transformation into Christ's image.
分别为圣是每一日被改变成为基督的形象。
The sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit is much like the refining of wine.
圣灵那个改变的工作很像这个酒精酿的过程。
And we have to allow the winemaker to carefully pour it from vessel to vessel.
我们要允许这个酿酒师把我们从一个酒罐倒到另外一个酒罐。
Holy Spirit refines us through trials, challenges, and even seasons of waiting.
那圣灵就要借着一些难处、困苦，甚至等候的季节来熬炼我们。
Nothing will clarify a wine like waiting patiently for God.
没有什么比安静的耐心的等候神更能够来洁净酒。
Through sanctification, God stripped away everything that does not align with his holiness.
那借着这个成圣的过程，神就要除掉一切与他神圣的性情不合乎的东西。
So brother and sister, are we settling down now?
弟兄姐妹，我们现在是否安于自己的状态？
Are we settling into complacency? This is where I am.
我们是否现在就已经要得安逸？这就是我所要做。
This is where I will be spiritually for the rest of my life.
这是我余生所能达到的这个属灵的状态。
Brother and sister, do not settle down spiritually.
弟兄姐妹，不要在属灵的路上在这里安定下来。
We cannot see the Lord in the current situations.
我们在现今的光景不能够遇见主。
How can you face your Redeemer this way?
我们如何照着自己现有的光景来遇见那买赎我们的呢？
Are you dare to see the Lord face to face in today's spiritual conditions?
我们是否敢在今天自己属灵的光景里来面对神呢？
But we thank the Lord we have time.
但我们感谢神，我们有时间。
We accept the Holy Spirit's sanctification work.
我们要借着那圣灵成圣的工作。
Do not settle in the current spiritual conditions.
而不停留在自己现今的属灵的光景的下面。
There's much, much more to be done.
还有太多要做的。
There's still so much drags in our life.
在我们的生活里面仍有很多的渣子。
We need to remove those.
我们需要来被圣灵来引导。
Sonship is ultimate goal of God's plan.
得着儿子的名分是神向着我们那个永远的计划。
This is our heavenly calling.
这是那属天的呼召。
And we must ready to be disciplined.
我们应当预备好要来被他管教。
And we need to make adjustment in our life.
也要在我们的生活当中做出调整。
And no matter how much it costs us.
无论我们所当付的代价有多么的大。
And this is the cost to become his son.
这是要成为他儿子的代价。
For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
May we grow a deeper awareness of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives.
愿我们在生活的里面能够更深的来认识圣灵的工作。
Through anointing, sanctifications, and sonship.
借着恩膏分别为圣和得着儿子的名分。
So that we may fulfill God's eternal purpose.
让我们能够来成就神永远的旨意。
Father, we thank you this morning that we can consider the power of your Holy Spirit.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够来思想圣灵的能力。
We pray that all of us will make a choice.
我们祷告，愿我们众人都能够做这样的选择。
To set ourselves apart for God.
能够把我们自己分别归给神。
So that you can confirm that you are with us.
让你能够来宣告说你与我们同在。
We also pray that none of us will settle in the current conditions.
我们也祷告，愿我们没有人能是在这里安于现状。
We need to be turned. We need to be poured from vessel to vessels.
我们需要被从一个酒罐倒到另外一个酒罐当中。
We need to be refined.
我们需要被精炼。
Our drags need to be removed.
我们里面的渣子要被除去。
We pray that you remove all the complacency from outside.
愿你从我们心中拿掉一切的自满。
We also pray that we're willing to be trained as your sons.
我们也祷告，给我们愿意的心，能够被训练成为您的儿子。
No matter how much the cost we have to pay.
无论我们所当付的代价有多么的大。
We thank you for giving us these words.
我们感谢你把这些话语赐给我们。
May we cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
愿我们学会如何的与圣灵同工
，to be part of your eternal purpose，
能够有份与您永远的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉主耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。